Back in Sodom, stone buildings are beginning to collapse. Fire has burned through the wood and the thatch of roofs. Falling beams have trapped many families in their homes, and the screams of those experiencing the agony of flames on bare skin pierces the night. The second avenging angel has finally defeated all challengers and caught up with Lot's family. The first angel says, "In saving us, you saved yourself. Your decision to help us was a godly test of your righteousness. Run from the city and continue running, but remember this. Don't look back. Never look back, no matter what." The angels disappear before the eyes of an amazed Lot and his family. They now stand in complete darkness, save for the light of the moon and the distant fire of a burning Sodom. "Keep going," shouts Lot, "and don't look back." They run and run and run, their feet kicking up the desert dust as they race on to a new life. A monumental burst of lightning suddenly illuminates the sky, cracking down into the remains of Sodom. Then, in one last brilliant explosion, the city is gone. Lot hears his wife gasp. He loves her dearly, but he knows her contrary and prideful behavior. Before she can make the one mistake the angels warned them about, he pleads with her, "Do not look back." But her curiosity is insatiable. She absolutely must see for herself what is happening to the city she has called home for more than a decade. Her last sight is an explosion of light. Her eyes are blinded. Her body becomes paralyzed. And she turns into a pillar of salt. A hard wind blows. Lot stares in disbelief at what used to be his wife. He watches with an all-consuming grief as gusts of air blast the pillar of salt, and pieces soon chip off and disappear into the night. That gale does not stop blowing until the entire pillar is turned to dust and carried away. Fearing the same fate, a terrified Lot and his